Look at how Jesus loves the church. That's a great example. The worst thing that can happen in the home is when the husband refuses to love and show his wife that he loves her. The best thing that you can do as a spouse for your children and for yourself is to love one another. When there's no love, it is not only the wife who suffers, the whole family unit suffers, because you cannot be apathetic toward your own flesh without terrible consequences following. Husbands, love your wife. Wife, love your husband. The type of mutual love that we're talking about is the one that is not hindered or withheld by differences, not diminished or damaged by circumstances. The type of mutual love that is not based upon merit. A love that is not withheld because of bad or good behavior. The type of love that is not given on account of perfection, but rather given the way that Christ offers it. Have you ever gotten to the point sometimes where you think it's okay to withhold love from someone simply because they didn't do something you thought was supposed to be done? Or they didn't do it in a way you thought they were supposed to? Jesus didn't wait for you to get it right before he loved. God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died. The great sacrifice he made on our behalf. The hardest and darkest hearts respond with affection when love is sensed. We read in 1 John 4:19, we love him because he first loved us. There's that great principle in life, love awakens love. You don't see love in return, give love and you'll see what happens. You don't see love and give love and you'll see how things will change around you. I love this Proverbs. Proverbs 15 verse 17, the Bible says, better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a fatted calf with hatred. There's wisdom in that. Better is the small portion in the home circle, a dinner of herbs where love is than a fatted calf with hatred. I found this proverb because I was doing Bible studies with children, actually. I was studying with Micah and Ty and Yumi, and we have our weekly Bible studies. And I gave them an assignment. The project was for them to memorize a verse for each day and ask the Lord what is in it for them. And every time we do the studies, I would check in with them and say, what was one of the verses that stood out to you this week? And this was what Micah mentioned. I told him that I would mention it in my sermon. So, Micah, thank you. So this was his verse. He says, better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a fatted calf with hatred. This is a great truth here. The children know the value of love. And praise God that love abides in their home. I've seen the Ramos' family and they're a great example of this. I can't tell you how many times I've gone over and played basketball with the kids and just enjoy hanging out with them. And you can tell that they have a happy, loving home. I've seen it on occasion. And it is true that your food will taste better when love is present. The best cooked meal will taste terrible when love is not there. So, friends, always remember that family functions on that first great principle, the principle of love. My second point here is mutual choice. And you know, choice is important. Where choice is removed, fear increases. A home where there's no love and no choice is hell on earth instead of heaven on earth. A home that has no respect for choice, that doesn't encourage choosing, reminds each party that they are not valuable. It eventually damages the mind of those who are growing up in that kind of atmosphere. The removal of choice creates self-victimization, and we create victims instead of victors when choice is removed. Encourage your children. Guide them as they choose. And friends, do not remove the choice of your spouse. In the family circle, there needs to be choice. We need to respect each other's decisions. Amen. My third point, a home that is blessed is a home that is filled with mutual responsibility. Our text reminds us that Adam and Eve had several responsibilities. God said to them, first of all, be fruitful and multiply. The responsibility of raising children together. Emphasis on together. Friends, it is important when the family abides together. Fill the earth, the Bible says, and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea. So the responsibility extended out of the home circle, the responsibility of taking care of creation, their work. God didn't pull Adam aside and said to him, it is for you to do this. He said this to both of them. The relationship that is blessed by God is one that shares responsibility in the home circle. Don't let one person pull all the load and you just sit and watch. It should be mutual. A home that is a blessed home is a home that is filled with mutual faith. A blessed home is one that has mutual faith, mutual love, mutual choice, and mutual faith. One of the worst things that a spouse can do is to cause the other to bear the burden of faith when it comes to raising children. It should be mutual. Two of you should raise the family altar. If the husband has allowed his relationship with God to wane, the wife and the children suffers. So friends, we cannot afford to let that happen. The husband is called houseman for a reason. He holds the family together. When God came to investigate why the family unit wasn't working out, guess who he called first? Adam, where are you? And as husbands, as men, we need to realize the importance of making sure that our family is raised in the atmosphere of heaven. And so, if your relationship with God is waning, friends, you need to set that straight. Go back to the Lord and let Him renew your heart, and you'll see the difference that will make in your family. It is costly and too costly when a husband leaves the Lord. And we cannot afford that. Now, my final point, mutual intimacy. Your relationship, your family experience will be sweeter when there is love, when there's choice, when there's responsibility, when there is faith, and ultimately, mutual intimacy. It is good to be known by someone. That there's a great feeling that comes with being known through and through by someone. Children, it is good to be known by your parents. Parents, it is good that your children know who you are. I have seen on many occasions, and this has happened to me too, where parents make a mistake and they don't feel that they should say anything about it. I'm the parent in this house. You are the child. How dare you want me to apologize to you? Oh, friends, it is important for us to be vulnerable in the family circle. You make a mistake, talk to the children. You make a mistake, talk to your wife. You are not too big to apologize. You remember growing up, those precious lessons you learned? When you apologize, look the person in the eye. Now, we do those things even now as family units where we do something wrong and we look away as we're apologizing. We look like children. I am sorry for what I did to you. Oh, friends, we need to have a home that is vulnerable enough to say, I'm sorry. Wives and husbands, don't hide from each other. You need to be known. Let it be said, first of all, that of all people on the top side of the earth, that the person who knows you best is your spouse. And of all the people on the top side of the earth, fathers, the people who know you best are your children. The ones who know you best are your children. When you go home and close those doors, when you fall asleep at night beside your spouse, and there you are laying down, whisper a prayer of gratitude and thank the Lord for the blessing of family. And even if you are single, you still have family. God knows how important it is for us to have family. Friends, if something has happened in your family, and there needs to be reconciliation, I want you to be praying about that. And I want you to reconcile yourself to your family. Because it is that important to you. You are suffering on the inside, even though you can't see it. Because family is that valuable. When a family doesn't function, it is costly. And so, friends, we need to be reminded of this precious lesson that God blessed the first family. Family was designed to be a blessing, and when it doesn't function, we suffer. So, friends, this blessing is a blessing that was bestowed on Adam and Eve, but it is also bestowed on you. Think of your family in the Garden of Eden as we close. Think of your family there. As God stands in front of you, He looks at you, son, daughter, mother, father. And He looks at you, created in His image. And He said to you, I bless you. That your family is a blessing. Because your family reflects me best. Friends, that should be our experience. Every single day you wake up and breathe that breath of fresh air, thank the Lord for your family. And the more thankful you are, the more loving you will be, the more appreciative you'll be for your family. I pray that this month you may experience the joy of having family and that you may experience the blessing that God provides in the family circle. And don't forget those five ingredients. 1, mutual love. 2, mutual choice. 3, mutual responsibility, mutual faith, and mutual intimacy. There are more. We only have time for 5.
You have been listening to Jermaine Gale, pastor of the East Lansing University and Lansing Spanish Seventh-day Adventist Churches. If you enjoyed this sermon, why not visit one of his churches this coming Sabbath or a church near you listed on strongtowerradio.org. You will find the East Lansing University Church at 504 Ann Street in East Lansing, Michigan, and their church service begins at 11:20 a.m. Or visit the Lansing Spanish Church located at 111 North Magnolia Avenue in Lansing, Michigan, and their church service begins at 11:30 a.m. This program is a Strong Tower Radio production.